is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Recording in the last house on the left of your neighborhood, it's the Welcome to Night Vale podcast. Just kidding, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News podcast with your host, Jordan Giles.
And Tasia.
Hey, Tasia. You sound a little sick.
Just kidding, I'm Shay.
Oh, hey, oh, Shay. You threw me off for a second.
You might know me from the science fiction, television, and or technology podcast.
Or none of those. Yeah, if you don't listen to anything except for this.
We have a plethora of good shows. You should go check them out.
Definitely. I think so. Shay, I'm glad to finally do this with you because, you know, I just love being around you at all times.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. Now, to get started, we've got some super spooky stories for you guys because...
As you know, it is October 31st, or at least it was, or maybe it is if you're listening to this around this time next year. But we decided to do a Halloween special episode. By that, we were going to open up with a Halloween-themed article.
Yes, so why don't you hit me with it? What are we looking at here?
All right, well, I'd be happy to tell you. You see, I wanted to talk to you guys about the world's scariest, most exclusive, the craziest haunted house attraction that is on this green earth.
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
Or brown earth.
I know a little bit about haunted houses. I had a roommate back in the day when I was in college that's what he was making a documentary about haunted house films. It never got done, but I shot some footage from Preston Castle 1 year for him.
Was the haunted house good, though? Was it?
Actually, I really enjoyed myself. I wasn't. I didn't like go through it per se like a normal person would. I just kind of followed behind like unknowing guests with a camera, because like they signed a little thing saying that they could be on camera and that sort of thing. But so I kind of followed behind guests that were freaking out. I hid places and like got their reactions when people would jump out at them. The people that ran the haunted house were very accommodating and very friendly to the press.
So, okay, I feel like that would be the best situation. Before we get into this one, McCamey Manor, I just want to point out that if I'm going through a haunted house, which I would absolutely hate 80% of the time, I just don't like getting jumped at.
Well, the thing about most haunted houses, and this is something you got to really be aware of, and one of the things that I think actually takes me out of it a little bit, is that they're not allowed to touch you.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to, like, if you walk towards them, they have to back away. Like, there's a lot that they can and can't do.
So, knowing the red tape around it makes it easier for you.
Yeah, and that's why I really don't have too much of a problem with haunted houses. And not to mention, like, I'm a horror junkie in and of myself. Like,
yeah.
I mean, anybody who knows me knows that my favorite genre of movie is scary movies.
That's true. You are very weird like that. Well, if we can talk about McCamey Manor, this is a place that... Now, upon opening, a place that you can be touched there. You have to sign a lot of waivers. They do background checks on you. They learn everything to give you almost a personalized horror story. This place in particular has, as of a couple of years ago, 24,000 people on the guest list. It is by far the scariest, making people eat eggs, rotten eggs, locking them into freezers. It does the work, Shay. It's the scariest thing.
Yeah, now I've heard a little bit about it, and I've heard that it's made like a grown men, like Marines and Navy SEALs, cry.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that sort of thing. Like it's really crazy. They really go all out. And doesn't the guy who runs it, he does background checks on you and figures out like what your biggest fears are, so that way he can exploit it.
He sounds terrifying, just the person, like without the haunted house.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're very familiar with the horror community, but they can be a little shady. Like they can be a little like I've gone to quite a few horror film festivals. I've gone to a lot of like shows and that sort of thing. And I know people in the Sacramento area that are into this stuff. And I wouldn't put it past just the people I know here to do stuff like this to you. I feel like this is on a whole nother level. Like, this is like Hostel.
Yeah. Well, there, I mean, the stories coming from it just keep coming, Shay. Like, there was a woman that said that she couldn't breathe as they just laughed. That's a quote from her, because she said that in this the extreme haunted house, McCamey Manor, in San Diego, California, she was beaten, tortured, and waterboarded while they recorded it online. The entire time, everybody was just laughing and like, ah, you're not special. Check this out.
Wow.
So she came out of it, like, traumatized.
Wow. It's crazy. Didn't you say at one point that they, like, had to tone it down a little bit because they were getting in trouble?
Yeah, they had to, like, well, it's just that no one has got through it yet. There are four little sections of the area, each one scarier than the last, and no one's completely gotten through the maze because it is, or not maze, I'm sorry, maze of terror and horror and nightmares, because they've personalized it around people, and what they try to do is break people down and degrade them while scaring them, all the while recording it and putting it online for everybody to see. You got to imagine there are a lot of waivers to sign for that, right?
It sounds like a Rob Zombie movie.
I think so. It sounds like a Rob Zombie movie.
So tell me, Jordan, how would they set this up to where it would get you?
That's the best question I've ever heard. Can I answer that second? I want to ask what you're going through.
So I am extremely claustrophobic. If they just put me inside, if they put me inside a box and made it seem like they were burying me or made me crawl through tight spaces with rats or something, I don't really have a problem with rats. I just hate tight spaces.
I'm very claustrophobic as well. That would be part of mine. Even if they put a glove on me, and if it's an extra tight glove, I would feel in panic mode, like 0 to 10.
Like, I don't like being restrained. I don't like being tied down. Even just being inside the podcast studio sometimes, I feel like the walls are closing in around me. So
if I went in there and they're like, list your fears, I'd be like, oh, God, cheese pizza. That's terrible for me. Sushi. God, I hate sushi. I am panicked with it. I would give myself a lot of, at least at one point, they're like, here's a lot of sashimi for you.
We're going to make you eat wasabi. I hope you like horseradish.
I feel like there'd be like just people going on to the, you know, in there, and they'd be like, hey, you're very attractive. You look really nice. And I'd be, thank you. And they're like, just kidding, you're not. And just a lot of rejection. I feel like that would be a fear. Like just a line of nice lip people just coming up and saying, ooh, you suck. Or, hey, you're really special. Wait, never mind. I changed my mind.
I feel like for me, they would like, because I hate crowds.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you have to go through the Mall of America during Black Friday.
That's actually dangerous, though. So that's where the waivers come in.
Yeah, totally.
Well, what about like a mythical thing? Do you think that you could be scared of something like if, like, oh, God, don't put a vampire in there.
Oh, no, not a centaur.
I feel like that wouldn't be so scary to me. I think it's the things that are realistic that would really get at me, you know?
Yeah.
It's the things where it's like, here, I don't know, just like, you know, just like, here's a cow, this cow's about to be eaten, stare at it in the eye for 10 minutes before we cook the cow. I wonder
like we should probably do like a comedy themed haunted house.
I think so, or you have to list your fears.
Did I ever tell you about my friend? I had this friend named Miguel in high school. Little Miguel, not Big Miguel, for everybody who might be listening from my high school.
All you Miguels out there, don't worry. It's not about
little
you.
Little Miguel. He had this book that he made because he was like really into Death Note and Saw. So he had like a little book full of all of his like custom Saw traps that he would use on people if he ever like did a Saw type thing. He was really into Saw. And one of my favorite ones was like this lady's strap.
Miguel
down.
Sounds like a problem case.
Well, hold on. Like, this is funny. So like you're strapped down and you're sitting there across from a supercomputer. And yeah. He's like, there's a chessboard in front of you. And it's like, for your challenge, you have to play chess against the supercomputer.
Oh, that's actually... The way you're setting this up is like, oh, I really hope little Miguel doesn't work at a Chuck E. Cheese or like volunteer at a pet shelter.
He was a little creepy. And so then like the lady's like, oh, no, I don't know how to play chess. And then, you know, like Jigsaw's like, well, you better learn. I'm like, so what happens if she loses? Nothing. She just loses to the supercomputer. Shame. So much
just
shame.
A lot of shame. Well, I think that's where a lot of the fear would come to me. It's like, here, lift all this weight and run on this treadmill for 20 minutes. And I'd be like,
No.
My one weakness.
Exercise. This is the reason I work on a podcast network.
Or just, you know, like walking into a door and everyone's like advanced level yoga. And like, I have to keep up with them and do my best. And maybe there's like a game of Twister and like, I have to play Twister with the advanced yoga people.
Oh, and they've got like a cat of nine tails to like motivate you.
Are you talking about the whip?
Yeah. A guy dressed in bondage with a cat of nine tails.
I think what would be the biggest, like, I wouldn't need the nine tails. I just need, like, the camera recording me and knowing I'm going to be so embarrassed if these guys beat me in Twister again.
Well, it looks like we're coming up on a break. When we get back, we're going to talk to you guys about some more cool stuff. So please stick around.
And we might even get into some more of Shay's, because I was so honest about all my fears.
I was very honest, dude. I'm claustrophobic.
Okay, can I hear one more before we go?
One more before we go. Oh, man. I don't like rattlesnakes.
I feel like there's like a door that if I ask the right question, we're going to open it up to the weirdest fear you have. Like,
being smothered. Like I don't know. Like, it goes
so like
with
grandmas come up and they just start hugging you and giving
like,
you.
If you started piling people. I used to have this really bad nightmare when I was a little kid that, you know, I'd be sleeping and I'd have this nightmare that people were stacking rocks on top of me until I was crushed. I am, like I said, I am deathly claustrophobic. One of my biggest fears is like just having somebody really, really like big lay on top of me and suffocating. I'm not even kidding.
That's okay. Like I think that's a normal fear, is not being smothered to death. A couple facts about this before we do go, though. If you guys are interested, it's in San Diego, California, like we previously said, but be prepared. As Shay mentioned, a Marine couldn't make this. No one has survived this yet. There are four courses. I don't think anyone's gotten even near to the end. They do a great job of breaking people down and making you want to quit. And if you guys are interested, check out McCamey Manor on Google. Go for some of the videos. They will terrify you. He's going for a cinematic experience, and everything here looks like something that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, no, me too. And I'm by no means a scaredy cat.
No, I've seen you're a very brave man. You're the brave one. You're like Jodie Foster. So when we get back, we're going to be talking about things not related to Jodie Foster, in particular, the sport of chess boxing. So stick around, guys, and we will see you soon.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
The spooky weird news. Oh, we're actually done with the weird scary segment. So
in the last segment, I talked a little bit about my buddy Little Miguel's saw trap that involved chess. Well, right now I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about a favorite sport of mine, chess boxing.
Yes, chess boxing. You may know it as well as box chessing. You may have heard the term from a Wu-Tang Clan song, but this is actually a sport, right?
Yes, it is a sport. Now, the history of the sport comes from the idea to fuse chess and boxing. It originates from the 1992 comic Freud Equator, written by a French comic book artist, and it portrays a chess boxing world championship. Now, in the comic book, the opponents fight an entire boxing match before they face each other in a game of chess. Finding this impractical, the inventor of chess boxing decided to go for more of a practical approach. So you have 11 rounds. I believe, 6 in which are chess and 5 in which are actually boxing. So you start with chess, and then it goes to a boxing round, then it goes back to chess, then to a boxing round, and then back to chess. And it's really interesting because I think the way to win is either to get a checkmate or to knock out your opponent.
Yeah, it can come from either version here. So basically, if, you know, Shay wants to beat me in chess boxing, but I'm just the superior chess player, he's going to have to really sock it to me when we come get the gloves on.
Oh, yeah, and I think the best thing about this, too, is because you've already you've just been in a fight, that slows you down.
You're going to get careless. You're going to get angry. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I can't lose to this guy. He just got one right in my nose. It's now crooked and looks weird.
And then next thing you know, your queen's gone.
Yeah.
Taken by a rook.
It's kind of like, you know, almost like a who can say the meanest thing to one another while playing tic-tac-toe. Eventually, you're just going to get so mad that you're going to put an O where it shouldn't go.
So one of the coolest things about this is the first competition took place in Berlin in 2003, and it is an official sport now. Now there is a league, World Chess Boxing Organization. It was founded in Berlin. I think it's mostly like a lot of Germans play the sport and a lot of Russians play the sport. I really want to bring this over to the United States. Like, I wish that this was a thing that I could do in high school. This should be an extracurricular activity.
Yeah, yeah. The Russians and the Germans. So this is a heavy-hitting sport.
And I love it. Like, it combines two of my favorite things, strategy games and beating the snot out of your opponent.
Is that something that you're really big into, Shay?
I really wanted to get into boxing and that sort of thing when I was a kid. My brothers and I, like, I remember my dad bought us boxing gloves to kind of settle little fights. Like, not big ones, but little ones. Like,
yeah.
We'd just kind of box. And I remember boxing with friends growing up, and man, I was pretty bad at it.
No, I hear you. My dad offered to buy me a video game if I beat up my cousin hard enough.
Are you serious?
I can't say that on air. No, of course I'm not serious.
Okay. I don't know. You never know with you. Like,
I will tell you afterwards if that's serious or not.
So do you know how to play chess?
I can't play chess, actually. No, I was always a checkers kid. I think at one point I did play chess, but everyone was just playing checkers around me. So, it kind of dropped the knowledge, right?
I learned how to play chess at a really young age. My brother and I watched this little kid show called Between the Lions. And
is that where there's two lions and they're teaching you things?
There's like the little boy lion, the little girl lion, and then there's the mom and dad lion, and they live in a library.
Four lions!
They live in a library, and they teach you how to read books.
But chess came in at some point.
Yeah, there was an episode where the son was playing chess with the dad, and the dad was losing to the son, and, like, the dad was really happy that he was just playing chess with his kid. Like, he didn't mind losing. And so, like, my brother and I...
That's just...
My brother and
foreshadowing,
I, my little brother and I, like, we loved strategy games. Like, when we were kids, we had strategy video games. We played a few, you know, little kids strategy games and that sort of thing. We even, like, my other little brother and I, we made up our own board games every once in a while. I think every kid did that at one point. And so we were playing chess based on what we saw in the show. So, like, we wanted to learn how to play chess. We didn't really know, so we just kind of used what we saw on the show as, like, a reference point. And we were playing completely wrong. So my dad comes over and he looks at us and he's like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "We're playing chess." And he's like, "That's not how you play chess." So out of frustration, he sat us down and taught us how to play chess, which, coincidentally, that was the best way to get my dad to teach us anything, was to get him frustrated about us doing it wrong so he'd show us how to do it the right way.
Did that come in handy, like, whenever you were, like, driving a car, but you would just...
No, like, that's the kind of frustrated I didn't want. So
yeah, you stayed away from that.
My mom had to teach me how to drive a car.
My parents didn't... I got so nervous while learning how to drive that my parents thought I couldn't drive at all. It was just whenever I was in the car with them, I would, like... I was doing terrible, but as soon as they got out, I was, you know, driving around, sneaking out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all that cool stuff.
My dad got really frustrated about me driving, so, like, he took me out twice, and then I think he stopped, and then my mom had to teach me. Yeah, no, and it's funny because he likes to take credit for it. I'm like, "You did not teach me."
I'm sure his fear, like, the fear of him kind of helped propel.
He doesn't like it when anybody drives but him.
Even, like, nowadays?
Even nowadays. Like my mom doesn't even try to drive when my dad's, like, in the car. Like, she just hands him the keys every single time.
I'm thankful if somebody wants to drive, you know, my car. I will be, okay, yeah, I trust you.
I'm close to the same.
So with chess boxing,
it's a really cool sport, really weird.
So it's not really done in a lot of countries, though, right? This is just something that's kind of staying around the
Well, it's starting to grow quite a bit. Like, it's becoming a thing in India. There's a league. Like, it's growing more popular in Asia. Like, it's becoming – I like this idea of mixing brain and bronze and sport – and, like, kind of a sport type thing. Because a lot of sports are just about how hard you can hit somebody, how fast you can move. It's kind of
cool.
The
important things in life.
It's kind of nice to have like a sport that's a little bit more more centered on intelligence and hitting things as hard as you can.
So, is this something that you'd be interested in?
Oh, most definitely. Like, if you ever want a chess box, Jordan, we should start our own chess boxing club.
I'd checker box with you. That's something I feel like I could do.
I feel like that would be a much shorter game.
Okay, well, Shay, have you heard the last episode we did when we talked about the wife-carrying competitions?
Yeah, I did actually hear that one.
So how would you compare these two together? What would be your preferred game to play?
I would rather play chess boxing.
Keep in mind that wife-carrying ends with your wife's weight in beer.
I don't think that I'd be able to do very well in that. Like, I'm not exactly the most muscular dude.
Yeah, but at the same time, though,
I'd have to find a really small wife. Can I marry
at least 108 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I looked that up, too, because I was considering entering again if I could just carry a little person around. But but that one does end with drinking, where I feel like chess boxing just ends with a lot of bruises.
Exactly, and then you go drinking.
Okay, all right, so there are perks to it. I mean, I guess that's a thing in any sport, though. You can always end it with drinking. I mean,
that's just anything you can do in real life, right? You can always end anything in drinking.
Now that I think about it, that is a good point. Maybe life isn't so bad, right?
All right, it looks like we're coming up on a break. When we get back, we're going to talk to you guys about an explosive topic.
Oh, let's leave it there because they already know from the title.
Yeah,
what's
I know
going
they
on?
Are.
We'll see you guys soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have got an explosive story for you. Why don't you tell us what's up?
Okay, well, I'd love to. So there was a fart, right? We've all known about those for a long time.
Girls don't do it.
Well, so we thought.
So we thought. Oh, whoa. Evidence?
Debunked. Myth busted.
I was just about to make that joke.
So there was a fire that happened during a surgery in a Tokyo hospital, and a fart was to blame for the fire.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. So
tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, God, I'm so glad you asked me to do that because, you know, the show. So there was this woman who was undergoing surgery, right?
Yeah.
And she was using a laser to do the incisions, right?
Laser.
Yeah, you get it. So that's exciting to me, first of all, just seeing lasers in surgery.
Yeah, I just like the idea of lasers in general.
It makes me feel like we're in the future.
Yeah, can we weaponize this?
I'm sure. Can we weaponize farts?
We can.
Yeah, I'm sure. So
let's continue with the story.
Yeah, thank you. We're getting too far away. So the laser ignited, the fart ignited with the laser, and it caused some burning around her body, and then the drape for the
not just a little bed. Bit of burning. She's like seriously burned. Like,
yeah,
it's bad.
It is very bad. But it then caught to a drape, which then started the fire. So a fart. Then with the laser, everything went kablooey, Shay.
Yep. So this lady was in her 30s and she was getting some laser surgery. And this happened all the way back in April, but it didn't get released until October because I guess they were running some tests and doing some
studies. Trying to see some interviews to see how much big of a lawsuit we can handle right now from this.
So like there was nothing flammable in the room, just her
except
intestines.
For the drape, yeah. That's
well, yeah.
Yeah, nothing that would start the fire. The laser was functioning properly. They said
I think this
everything
is very
was working
that
normally.
This happened. The sources say, oh, you should have eaten something light. I don't think you're allowed to eat before you go in, undergo surgery anyway.
No, I don't think so. That was a mistake on their part, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that lasers were like a really big deal in medicine right now. I know like the military is planning on using some for like just the light beams,
yeah,
to stop like incoming missiles and stuff like that. Like that's being weaponized.
Really?
We talked about it in the technology show. But
I gotta
like,
start listening to that technology show.
Yeah, I know. We have some pretty cool episodes about lasers. There's some cool stuff coming out. There's also some like anti-drone rifles that like send signals to just take drones out of the sky.
Wow.
They make shotgun shells too that like they expand. And there's like literally string in between like the pellets,
like a
and it
net
wraps around the drone and takes it out of the sky.
Wow, that is actually super interesting.
Yeah, no, there's all kinds of really cool stuff coming out right now, and the fact that there's lasers in medicine. I know this is like I mean it's funny like yeah she farted it blew up but that's you know but that just lasers. I just geek out about
that's
lasers.
That's your exciting point, right? Okay, well, I guess because lasers, you know, that happened, it was great. You want to move on to one more story, and this can be
yeah. Let's talk about another story.
So there was a man who was in a police chase, right? And I guess he got hungry, so he decided to stop at an In-N-Out drive-thru during the police chase. You didn't even hear about that one before. I just wanted to throw that one in. Yeah.
No, that's ridiculous. You know that it's really funny because that reminds me of like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, yeah.
Or so, like I've done that in Saints Row, where like I'll be chased by the cops and I'll go and stop at the Double Fist Burger, get myself a big gulp, and
yeah,
drive
that's,
off.
That's what happened. This is a real life situation, though. Yeah. So
did you get away?
It was in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, they're In-N-Out is actually everywhere now, I guess.
On his way to Tacoma.
He was, you know, leading the police in this weird chase through it on Wednesday night, which I guess for Wednesday night for you guys could be any day. So this was around October, 2016 area. And he was, they were following the suspect in Phoenix, and the pursuit continued all the way across the city. But then things got a little bit weird because the suspect, he stopped at an In-N-Out Burger at the drive-thru, picked up his food, and then drove away.
So he got away.
He realized that like the food's not going to come out in time. I don't need to try this. So then he ran through a backyard and tried to get into the house through a back door. But when he couldn't get inside the home, he surrendered to the police and then got taken into custody.
Oh, wow. That may not have been the best move on his part. You know, the thing that's the most interesting about the story is I didn't realize they had In-N-Out Burger in Arizona.
Me too, actually. That was my big takeaway from this story. I'm so glad we're on the same page there.
That's a really weird thing to be like, because like, you know, you go to I used to live in Oregon for a little bit and Washington for a little bit, and I remember the thing I missed the most was Me and Ed's Pizza, which is only in the Central Valley, so you probably never had
I've never had that either.
I'll bring you some sometime. It's
you
good
promise?
Stuff. Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
And also In-N-Out Burger. I didn't realize. I thought it was just a California thing, but I guess not.
No, they got it in Texas too.
Really?
I hear being from Louisiana, I have my Facebook feed, and I'll have people that come on to my Facebook feed. And a lot of times, the only time I'll see a mention from In-N-Out will be from people going like, hey, everybody, guess what? I had an In-N-Out Burger, and I didn't think it was so great.
What?
Yeah, so that's like the thing.
That's secret sauce.
Everybody, well, it's not so secret, I guess. But
no, not really.
Everybody around the country, I think, like when they hear about In-N-Out Burger, they're like, oh, God, that sounds like the coolest place on earth. So I think everyone's just trying to like let everyone know, like, don't worry, it's not a big deal. We don't have to have it in our city.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think so.
In-N-Out Burger is great. And their secret menu. Come on. Come on. They make their
secret
food
menu
fresh in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what else is really good?
What?
Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
I love Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
They're like, they don't even have a freezer in the store.
Okay, so would you stop anywhere if you were on a police chase, or would you not?
Probably Taco Bell.
If would
there
you really?
Was one fast food place that I could get something before we go, because Taco Bell is really quick, right?
Like, yeah.
Wrap up your little...
Just get it and go.
I love... my favorite thing about Taco Bell is the box deals.
So...
For like $5...
Would
I
you
can
actually
like
stop
box.
In it? For me, I think I'd keep driving. But well, if I knew I was going to get caught, I would then like maybe order a pizza. And then by the time I get to there, it'll be ready. Take the pizza and eat
well,
it.
I mean,
as
like,
I'm getting arrested.
If I got away, right? Like, if, yeah. if like I made it away from the police, maybe I'd go. Excuse me. Maybe I would go to a Taco Bell.
Okay. But no, the scenario I'm going to give you right now is you know you can't get away. You know that this chase can last about 30 minutes, but there's no way you are getting away with this.
I had a friend in middle school, and we always decided that if we were to ever, like, one of the ways, like, so this.
I'm already getting like a painting a picture of a really mixed up school like life you've had.
What my friend Torin, punkest dude I know.
Yeah,
we always
Torin.
We always wanted. We had this idea. We had these like ideal scenarios for our deaths, right?
Yeah.
So his was to be
as any middle schooler would do.
Oh, of course. I still kind of like mine. His was that him and his girlfriend would get in a police chase and then run at the police officers with katanas and then get gunned down.
That's how old was he?
We were 13.
Okay.
When I was 13, and I stand by this. This is still the way I want to die. I wanted to get in a fight, in a knife fight in a bar, and that's how I want to go. The only problem is that I am I'm almost a pacifist. Like I'm close, not quite, but close. I'm really polite and well mannered, and I don't go to bars.
I think that, yeah, there are some problems where that's not going to be realistic.
That's really funny because I told that to
whatever them. Happened to dying peacefully in your sleep? Like, does
no,
nobody...
No. That's not the way we're going to go.
That's too...
No, I told my parents this and they laughed. They're like, you're going to be sitting there in a bar with a knife and you're going to be like, want to be in a knife fight? Hey, Mr. Hell's Angel, I want to fight you with knives. You want to fight?
Do you think that would work out for you?
I don't think that's how I'm going to go. I'm probably I don't really want to get to a certain age. I'm not going to put that age on the table. I always thought I wasn't going to make it through high school, and then I did, and I was like, oh snap, I'm still alive.
I would be happy with dying in space.
I'm probably because that's a good one
because that would mean that I'm now in space at some point. Some part of me got to go to space. Maybe I had 5 minutes left before I was there, but I went to space and that's how I died. Like
if
someone like told me like you will die in space, I'd be like, oh, all right, life well lived.
I want to die a violent death, but then like I think I'm probably
Why?
Going to end
Why
up dying
would you
in some
want to
sort
do
of
that?
Disease or something. I don't know because it's awesome.
How's that on? Give me just one reason why that's awesome.
And this has been the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. I'm Tasia. Just kidding, Shay.
I'm Jordan. I had a lot of fun. I've got more questions than answers, but I think
we'll
that's how a lot of these episodes
time.
Go. Yeah.
We'll save it for next time.
So until next time, guys, if you guys liked what you heard, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud,
Stitcher. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can tell us whether or not you liked the show. And you can also find us at the Golden State Media Concept Podcast.com.
There we go. Yeah. GSMC
from Jordan
Podcast.
Giles and myself. Stay saucy.
Stay saucy. See you guys later. Also, rate, review, subscribe. So, bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.